There are hundreds of indigenous students in public schools in Southeast Alaska, but many of the K-12 teachers are non-native and have no idea how to incorporate the contemporary culture into the classroom. Teachers might be aware of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures, but don't know how to teach it.
Then they just don't do it.
David Shakely Early is the project manager with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. He says he's seen this happen repeatedly. It's not that the teachers don't want to teach students the local indigenous culture. They're just afraid to.
With fear of, you know, maybe I'll do it wrong. Maybe I'll incorporate it and try to do something and offend somebody.
He says the Through the Cultural Lens program gives teachers the confidence to talk about culture with their students. Studies show indigenous students are more successful when they have their own culture in their classroom. Things like having cultural responsible education materials, a place-based curriculum, and the incorporation of native languages.
The bottom line is ultimately everything is for the student. And so it's really helping to find that connection so that students can really be engaged.
Shakely Early says the program teaches cultural values, and that's something that all students can benefit from.
Honoring our land, strength in the body, mind, and spirit, past, present, and future generations. And then balance, you know, with social balance, spiritual balance, you know, balance in really everything. And so based off of those four values, you can see how it is pretty dynamic. And it doesn't have to be specifically for, you know, Alaska Native students that are going to benefit from understanding and learning through these values.
The five new school districts taking part in the program are in Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, Heidelberg, and Metlakatla. In Petersburg, all teachers in the district will get some training, says Superintendent Erica Kluepainter.
Looking at what background and framework that we all bring to instruction and learning.
They will also be looking at district policies. Some staff in the district are diving deeper into the program and getting additional training. Petersburg superintendent, two principals, and three teachers are participating in that part. They will be spending 50 hours over several months having cultural orientation and then sharing that knowledge with other school staff.
So we have a teacher in each building that's participating, and then we'll be able to do kind of that our own training and work with staff moving forward.
Participants are learning together in a group with the other Southeast communities. They'll each get a stipend for completing the program. They can also earn 3 credits through the University of Alaska Southeast if they want. Their first course will be a sort of Southeast Alaska Native Culture 101 class, where they will learn from different speakers who Shakely Early calls the cream of the crop.
And then the hopes is the teachers and educators take this cultural orientation and this knowledge and this background, this history, these cultural values, and incorporate these into the classroom, into the schools, and, you know, into the community as well.
The participants in the course will develop a final project that they will teach in their classrooms and also share with the program so that other educators can use it as well. The program also has a 3-day annual education conference at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute around the first part of August. There, educators from around the state and country learn and talk about cultural responsive education. The program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education and the Alaska Native Education Program Department. This grant cycle will go through September of 2022. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.